Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and how can we not talk about the prevailing news trend, the stock market, as it loses another, per the recording of this podcast, another 1,600 points. So maybe you're wondering, is this going to last? Well, we still have some retrogrades to go through. We still have Mercury who's going to go direct, and of course, that kind of shakes things up. Monday, Venus will be conjunct Saturn and Mercury will go direct. So that could mean that stocks start out lower, that they could go, this whole stock market could go even lower with some slight rebounds during the week. But then when Venus goes direct or changes signs, these are all indications of another rocky road ahead. What do we have to look forward to? Well, we have a Saturn-Uranus cycle that's in play right now, and we also have another cycle, Jupiter square Saturn. These are in play for most of the year, going right through 2026. So they do indicate economic cycles. Uranus is the collective, how we all feel, whether we're all jumping on board in the stock market or we're all pulling out of things, or whether we're all at the grocery store or we're fighting over toilet paper or we're staying at home. It's the collective, how we're all feeling. And we know for a fact that even though things can slightly improve, or maybe we just all find other things to do and forget about stuff, but we know that the retrogrades of Saturn and Neptune, as they go back into the sign of Pisces two more times, retrograde back and then go forward, these cycles are usually more difficult. We know this happens right when the kids are going to school in September and then around the holidays. So if I were you, I would start that Christmas fund now, or start saving for when you have to buy some clothes for the kids to go back to school. It might not be pretty. And of course, you know, there's lots you can look at. I did write about financial cycles. So one of the cycles that I follow, which I found to be very good, is a Venus-Uranus cycle. And so we don't really have another one of those coming up until Venus and Uranus conjoin. I forgot the date. It's in my book. So these do indicate the fluctuations in the stock market or the economy per se. Jupiter has something to do with business cycles, long-term business cycles. And of course, we know that he's going to be squaring Saturn in the month of May. So Jupiter wants to expand, Saturn doesn't. Go figure. Anyway, if you want to know more about the financial markets in your life and your birth chart and how all this relates to you, give me a call. I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you. Get my book, my 2025 Horoscopes Guide, or my other book, La Luna. I look forward to hearing from all of you.